The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you what, who deserves a shot in the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but thank goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
professionals. How about hypnosis? Let's get to
psychosis.
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, and welcome to The Rawcast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Moat to the underscore Reese. What's going on, Moat?
Hey, what's going on? I'm letting y'all know right now, I didn't watch all of the show last night, so I'm going to just ad-lib as best as I can, as I always do.
And we're joined, returning, none other than our Rawcast analyst, Mr. Samuel Kalunga. What's going on, Sam?
I just would like to remind you all that the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th.
Yeah, so
yes, that's right.
Pour one out, pour some out, or fire one up. Either way,
I bet you whatever you took up right there will be more explosive than AEW.
Tune into the dark match, folks. If you are a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/CSPN Media for our full AEW Revolution review.
Full? Never mind. we even talk about what I really want to talk about.
Oh, the cinematic match.
That was actually good.
No. This man's over here praising Brian. He's like, oh my God, look how strong and powerful he is. He's picking up a 90-pound Darby Allin. Come on, I can pick him up.
I mean, if they would have just left the commentary out, it would have been much better, but it was cool. I mean, they tossed Darby through the glass, had me laughing.
Again. Yeah,
that man put himself through danger, and you're laughing. That's
just we'll get more. You found more banter like that on the dark match as well. Also found on the Patreon page. So tune in for.
Sammy can give you all the content when they record, and she'll give you the best rants. So go ahead.
I'm sure she has a list.
Right, exactly. So I'll leave that to Sammy to handle that.
You can find us on the web.
She'll be like, first of all.
You can find us on the web.
I didn't like it.
It's gonna be very interesting to hear her thoughts. I think she'll like most of it, but you know, again, everybody has the same complaint. If you saw the show, or by now, wrestling fans have seen the clip, so you know.
Well, they're gonna try to spin that into a storyline. We know how wrestling goes.
Well, you better do something.
Because Kenny Omega was not too happy for apparently. That Moxley promo afterwards. I don't think they was expecting to go viral, and then was, I guess, when Tony Khan seen it, there was people was posting on Twitter, he decided, hey, we're gonna post that on a website.
I mean, I'm just saying from a fan of wrestling's perspective, if you thought it was bullshit, why did you sell it? I'm talking about Mox.
Well,
we're not here to talk about the past.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected it to be bullshit. But then when it was, it just had to, you know. But again, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Monday Night Raw. People can tune into the other episodes to get in depth.
Yeah, we watch it so you don't have to.
In this case, definitely. But before we get into Samuel Kalunga's Raw review, first we have the Mo Meltzer news segment. So Mo, take it away.
All right. So again, more AEW stuff. So the big reveal, Christian Cage signs with AEW, and a lot of people was like, hey, it was going to be CM Punk, Kurt Angle, Batista, and everybody else. And Christian comes out there, it's Christian Cage. And I'm like, I was like, I mean, I'm glad he's getting another run, because we know how WWE utilizes this mid-card talent. And, you know,
they don't give them most of the, they already have most of the 06, 06 TNA roster. Might as well just go for Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle.
Well, Samoa's already calling commentary on Monday night. So, you know. But, yeah, so he signs, and he basically said that was, what did he say? That was, he said it was just one of the, he went the way his options after the Rumble appearance and everything. And so when Tony Khan came, the conversation moved kind of quickly. So, and it was a WWE.
That means that offer was big, son.
Right. So the WWE, somebody said, an executive from the WWE said, well, we're disappointed that he didn't sign with us, but, you know, we wish him the best. And it was like, that was on us. I was like, yeah, if you didn't offer him something and somebody else came a calling, of course he's going to run there.
I just want to know, what are these guys doing to go from, your career is over. If you take any type of bump, you are jeopardizing the ability to hold your kids 5 years from now.
They have no kind of regulation in AEW. Probably they have no official. I mean, they got Doc Samson. I mean, but come on, he's the man who let Matt Hardy get up and walk and continue the match after he got bumped on his head.
I'm talking about Edge too, though. In this case,
Daniel so Bryan. He wasn't gonna be in the wrestle game, and look what he's doing.
Right, Daniel Bryan. I mean, what the hell is going on?
I guess they're getting second opinions, and those opinions are turning out to be the opinions that they want.
I guess so. Hopefully nobody gets, you know, injured, and, you know, they can stay, you know, on the right path here. But it's just amazing that, you know, you hear for a decade, yeah, I can't wrestle anymore. If I do anything in the ring physically more, if I take the bump, you know, I could risk a lot of, you know, permanent damage and, you know, not being able to hold my kids and stuff. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, y'all, it's a miracle.
I can wrestle. Well, Christian's thing was concussions.
Well, same thing, you know, so yeah. It's just like, you know,
how many times did Foley wrestle after? Yeah, had to retire because
he lost the air. He lost the whole air. Have you ever seen Mick Foley in person?
He was doing cage matches. He was doing lockdown in TNA. Come on.
I remember like shaking his hand once after the WWE show, and when you saw that space with his ear, it's like nothing's there. You see like remnants of it, and that's it.
Now, that was a real barbed wire death match. But he got cut on the rope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ric Flair was the booker back then. And I guess that kind of, and Ric Flair told him he still had to do his next date or something like that. So. Yeah. All right. So, next on the docket, here in Maryland, they may be able to start running wrestling shows. Because the governor here, Governor Boss Hogg, a.k.a. Larry Hogan.
Governor Boss Hogg.
Yeah, Boss, that's what I call him, Boss Hogg. he's going to up the venues to like 50% capacity, but still have to be socially distant and everything. So we'll see how that plays out. So if all things work out, you know, Vince might come creeping up to the – he might be able to come creeping up north, and you know, I'll definitely buy a ticket if it's possible. But I just tell people to stay far, far away from me. Next, Randy Orton and Soulja Boy still doing that Twitter beef. So they posted a picture of how Sheamus and Drew McIntyre looked after that match last night. And so Randy Orton was like, yeah, fake. And he said something about ex one of your baby mothers, who do I pay since I'm keeping you relevant or some shit like that. Oh, but shit. That was funny.
Damn, Randy.
I was like, Randy's been getting kind of spicy on the bird with Soldier Boy. So, if you plan on getting Peacock on the WWE Network, and all the content will be uploaded when the rollout happens later on this month.
Like all of it, like all the territory stuff and everything.
Not everything.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason I ever signed up for any of that.
None of that is going to be up there. They said later.
They said they're going to try to have it all updated by SummerSlam, and so I was like, "Wow, SummerSlam! SummerSlam." Mm-hmm. And then my friend was like, "So my friend said, so you surely mean Survivor Series 2022?" I started
laughing. Is your friend R-Truth?
No.
Did you say SummerSlam?
No, I said no. I said no. She said Survivor Series 2022.
Oh, okay.
She was pushing it. She was trying to be funny and push it back. So.
But, oh, okay, I thought they didn't know the date, like R-Truth.
This is very disappointing. As I've been hoping for the last couple of months, that this would just be like, hey, WWE Network. It's going to just take, since you got a Billy, just go ahead and do what it needs to do to migrate us over. But nope. You're going to have
to. I don't think they wasn't going to do the way that they thought they was going to migrate the content over. So they say they will do it another way.
Can't migrate the subscribers. Can't migrate the content. Got to start everything from scratch.
Yeah, guys, you know Don needs his episodes checked.
I don't know about Jack, but I'll definitely be watching the first two seasons. I'll be watching Lost Speedways, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and then I'll also be watching Parks and Rec season 1 and 2. That is some of the best TV ever made right there. Aubrey Plaza is the best. And Rashida Jones is good, too.
What happened to Aubrey Plaza? Did she just fall off the map or what?
She started doing movies instead of TV, and yeah, so...
Because she was doing those little Netflix movies and then she just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about Rashida Jones?
No,
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen her as of late. That was my girl, though. Her deadpan humor was, like, very hilarious.
Yes, it's the best.
Well, I like how she's like, I'm biracial, that's why I'm so colorful and lively.
So it's rumored that one of the announcements that William Regal's going to deliver.
Whoa, you're just stealing all the thunder. But go ahead.
I said rumor. Mm-hmm. Rumor.
Rumor and innuendo.
Rumor and innuendo. As I said, rumor. This was discussed in the past, though. So NXT might be moving to Tuesdays because NBC. NBC Sports is shutting down.
Actual real sports.
So they said, hey, we still own the hockey, right? So we're going to move hockey to NHL on Wednesday. So NXT can go to Tuesday.
Did they just remember this? They're like, oh, shit.
No, the only time they remember that is when the playoffs came around.
Like looking in the cracks of the couch and they're like, oh, shit, look what I found. The hockey rights.
You found the hockey rights.
Right next to that half-eaten burrito. Okay.
It still smelled good.
Yeah, so that is a clear recognition that they threw a white flag.
And so Cody was like, we've been kicking their ass for a year. And I was like, yeah.
Whoa, hold on there, buddy.
And I'm like, y'all might have won. Y'all might have had the viewers, but one show has still been better than the other.
Well, let's put it this way. I think NXT just completely gave up because they weren't even trying. They were just like, they don't give a shit about you guys.
Nope.
Maybe they did it at the beginning because they were actually trying, but then at some point they were just kind of just like, whatever.
Yeah. So that's the rumor, but we'll see tomorrow, or we'll see what William Regal has to say tomorrow.
You got two? Okay, let me see what your other one.
Well, the other one they were talking about was, and I think it's a kind of pointless. They somehow introducing the NXT tag team, women's tag team titles on the brand. And because of what happened last week with the whole Adam Pearce doing the doing coming out there and bringing a raw ref to
CWC screw job.
Yeah, CWC screw job. And I'm like, come on now. And if they put they do give their own tag team title, that's not, I really not gonna be feeling it, but you know, whatever.
They could do like the light heavyweight titles or something.
Let me add this to the Mo Meltzer news segment about NXT. There's also a third rumor and innuendo.
Oh, about a Regal's announcement or whatever they were talking about.
That TakeOver is going to be two nights for Mania. It's going to be Wednesday and Thursday. Unless
they should get two announcements.
Yeah, but this is a Mo Meltzer exclusive.
Oh, okay.
I could have told you that last week because that was already out there last week, but I forgot. I just didn't write that down. But yeah, that was out there last week. Because they say if you tried to cancel, they say here's what you're going to be missing. And it's on the cancel screen, NXT TakeOver, and it's sort of like the April dates. And I was like, what? A TakeOver, like a two-night TakeOver. It's going to be a lot of build-up from this show, from these next couple shows, build-up for that.
Yeah, because that's going to be like 8 to 10 matches, and that's a lot for NXT in back-to-back instances like that. That's a lot of feuds for them to try to build.
And then they said it's going to be one night, it's going to be on USA, and the next night it's going to be on Peacock. So
WWE cock.
The cock. So Jim Johnston, who used to do the WWE music.
Yeah, he was talking smack.
He was. He said this random music is terrible, and I'm like, I agree with you, sir.
I hope What Sleep Though heard this. That's her man. She is a Jim Johnson stan, and I'm pretty sure that she would be nodding her head in agreement with every word he said on this podcast about the current music.
I mean, I would agree with her too. You know, if she said the sky was red, I say, yep, it sure is red outside. I see it.
All right, Mo. All right, write it in. Write it in.
I'm just kidding, see, y'all.
You still haven't even gone to her island. See, that's just.
The only islands I go to is when I'm trying to sell these turnips, and I'm getting these bells.
I'm just saying. You know.
I'm just saying. Your bells is in my price range. I'm coming to sell.
She's been to my island. That was cool. She came to visit She came to visit the spot.
Little Animal Crossing for you Switch players out there.
Yeah, you should come to my place. I have a wrestling ring. I have a WCW ring, actually.
See. And now I'm at the come visit now. Yeah. All right, so the next thing, I'm wondering if Charlie Caruso is leaving the company because they have a new host for Raw Talk and a new backstage segment announcer. His name is Kevin something. I forgot what they called him. His name is Kevin.
Kevin Patrick or something.
Yeah, they kept calling KPZ. They kept calling him KPZ last night on Raw Talk. But so he's doing Raw Talk and he's doing like backstage segments. So I'm wondering if Charlie really lead the company because I think her duties with ESPN increased or something like that. So you never know.
Yeah. She'd be looking good on First Take.
She do. I mean, you would think Vince would you know, try to, you know, keep the talent there and everything because, you know, you never know. Somebody might be calling Kayla next. I'm going to say, hold up, bro. I mean, hold up, sir. You got to keep Kayla on the TV.
Mo, you'd like to call Kayla next, wouldn't you?
Hey, right? Never mind. You almost set me up for that and I almost fell for it. All right, last and certainly not least, want to send our condolences to Jim Crockett Jr., passed away. If you watched the old NWA shows from back in the day, he was one of those. If you hear the old Cervani shows or Arn Anderson shows, you'll hear that name thrown around a lot. So he passed away last week. So it's not condolences. Yeah. It's one of the minds of the territories back in the day.
Dusty Rhodes and Jim Crockett Jr., man. They're the reasons I am a wrestling fan to this day. That was my home territory. So that's all I grew up on was Jim Crockett Promotions. 1985 through 1989, 1988. Oh, man. That's the best it could get right there, man.
You always can tell the difference between both shows. Like, you could tell, like, when you're watching that their shows and the WWE shows, you could just, it was just something about their shows which is more intimate.
Did you guys acknowledge the passing of the question mark?
Yeah, last week Dawn did.
Yeah, man, that was unfortunate, man. I really enjoyed the question mark.
You're gonna have to spread his ashes over the sea of Mongrovia.
And the Mongrovia, that's right. That's right. That's right. Damian Sandow needs to show up somewhere. I guess he's going to stay on Power since NWA is starting back up.
But they're having that pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to spend money and actually purchase it.
Support the upstart.
As opposed to what I do with AEW and just go on.
They're not alternative means.
I sail the seven seas.
Yeah. Yeah, no risk it, no biscuit, right?
Although beef brisket is pretty good.
But yes, so thank you for the Mo Meltzer news report. Always some interesting gems each and every week. Now it's time to turn it over to Mr. Samuel Kalunga for his review of Monday Night Raw.
So this is Monday Night Raw, March 8th, 2021. We start with a recap of last week's episode. The Hurt Business is strolling around backstage with all their belts and all that drip. Bob says this is his time. The Miz comes out to cut a boring 20-minute promo. He says he was screwed by Shane McMahon despite all the years of dedication he showed WWE. He played by the rules and lost the match by countout. It's called a champion's advantage. He defended his championship successfully, and Shane forced him to defend it again. He stacked the odds against him and whatever. So now we get the rematch. Miz versus Bobby Lashley. I'm gonna stop calling him Bob. Because he deserves his full name.
Yeah, he's a WWE champion. And a man that wears the belt around his waist. So you know I'm definitely
everything. This guy, he's gonna at me in a tweet talking about something, a chain I can get behind. He wears the belt right. I'm like, okay. I said, Dawn, his belt rants, you know.
Hey, if you're wearing your belt right while watching TV correctly, then you're fine with me. Okay, so the match starts with Miz having the advantage after running Bobby into some poles. Just before commercial, Bobby makes a comeback. Miz tries to run at him. Bobby one arm slams him, like Nikolai Volkov. It's an old red man. The red man line. He says, I want to arm slam you like Nikolai Volkov.
Now, speaking of Nikolai Volkov, anyway, man, we watched some old Florida wrestling, me and my brother, on like Sunday. And man, they had like Nikolai Volkov in 1980. Oh my God, this dude was huge. It's like, I never seen Nikolai Volkov look this good before. Because when he came to WWF in like 85, 86, he was kind of, you know, slowing down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right. This version of 1980, holy cow, powerhouse.
But just like WWE's version of JYD, he was fat and out of shape. But like in JYD in Mid-South, though, holy shit. Okay.
And if you listen to Cornette's show, he's gonna talk about how inaccurate Young Rock was, and we talk about that.
Oh my God, he really tears it apart, doesn't he?
He doesn't.
I was like, dude, it's just a show. Calm down. It's not a documentary.
Thank you.
They wanted to be accurate and to the point. Like every detail, even probably down to the gear that they wore, has to be right in their eyes.
I mean, you don't see me nitpicking like that 80s show when it was on, you know? No, there was another show that I was watching where I was doing that at first, but then I was like, you know what? I give up. I don't care.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was, though, but it was another one of those period shows. Anyway, here we are. So, yeah, whatever. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. Anyway, Bobby gives him a flatliner. Reigns blows out on him, puts him in the hurt lock. Miz has no choice but to tap. So he champion retains.
He's like tap, tap, tap out.
Right. Good for the Drew champion.
Drew McIntyre is interviewed. Talks about The Miz, and he talks about Bobby Lashley. But then Sheamus attacks him and leaves him laying after yelling something about friendship and living in Drew's shadow or something. I don't know. Drew is backstage fuming. He tells Adam Pearce he wants a match against Sheamus tonight. So recap of last week with Braun. Braun and R-Truth, and we're moving on. I'm not giving this any energy.
The thing about okay, I'll talk about when we get to that part about Shane, what that reminded me of.
So Braun comes out and basically asks Shane if he's fucking with him. He demands Shane gives him an apology. Shane comes out, he apologizes and leaves. He gets to the stage, turns around, thinks about saying something. Braun eggs him on, but then Shane just leaves. Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. Drew attacks Sheamus as he's posing on the stage. This is what you do when you're really mad at somebody, Donald.
Exactly. Pose
on the stage, right?
If you attack them on the stage, you attack them when you first see them. You don't wait until they get in the ring and pose and
yeah, your whole, Drew, like, you know. Drew coming out through that green light was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so take notes, Bucks. I was so annoyed by that. They were like, they just came down like normal and did their stupid pose and did their stupid, man, you go after somebody, man, like you put my pops in the hospital, man.
Exactly. You are about here posing and everything, like, damn, that coming for blood, sir.
So the two fight in the ring, fight outside the ring, steps are used, a kendo stick is introduced, they fight and fight. Drew goes to hit Sheamus with the claymore.
They fight.
Drew goes to hit Sheamus with a claymore. Sheamus pops up and throws a chair. That was funny. That was kind of.
Yes.
He's going to hit him with a claymore and just boom.
Just threw the chair. Like, what the hell?
People throwing chairs is always funny.
It was just funny how he just threw it at him like. Like, sit your ass.
What was funny was happened later. Drew and Sheamus run at each other with steps. The steps collide, and I guess the reverberation or something knocks them both out.
Crashed trash test dummies or something.
What this was about. Maybe Drew and Sheamus shared an edible earlier with Eddie. I don't know. So the ref checks on him and determines neither man can continue. He calls a match and calls for the medics. Recap video of Randy Orton getting the Ultimate Warrior Papa Shango treatment. All you old school heads know about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know we do.
Yeah, from that old WWF Superstars.
Right, and I was like, oh, what the hell? And Roy is not even selling it. Like, you know, I don't sell for anybody.
Let's see, AJ Styles interview. He talks about the Randy Orton situation. Randy appears and asks AJ if he thinks what's going on with him is funny. AJ calls him weak. Randy challenges it to a match. AJ accepts. Randy has a stare down with tall Bruce Leroy.
He don't want that.
He don't want them problems.
Right. Xavier Woods versus Shelton Benjamin.
This is a message not only before next week's Raw Tag Team title defense, but this is the Hurt Business exerting their power here on Monday nights.
Well, I mean, the New Day may be purveyors of positivity, but the Hurt Business considers themselves the gold standard.
Oh! Have the gold to back it up thus far. Woods having a very hard time creating any sort of offense.
Oh, and I believe Benjamin went to the throat. Oh, strike right to the face.
Oh, nowhere for Xavier to go.
Woods was defenseless. Now dragging Woods by the hair.
Lifeless, too.
Benjamin into the middle of the ring, the cover. Woods able to get his shoulder up.
It must feel like that ultra level of intensity and aggression that we've seen from the WWE champion Bobby Lashley rubbing off on Shelton Benjamin as well as Cedric.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that intensity permeates the entire Hurt Business. They take it into every matchup they go into.
And Xavier Woods able to get back up to his feet. So difficult to keep down. And look at Woods go. An undeterred fighting spirit from Xavier Woods.
Oh, using his speed to his advantage and a big forearm shiver, but Benjamin's still up. Now Benjamin all on a second. Good counter. Corral Woods. Here's the cover kick out. Oh, man. And Woods gets forward by Shelton Benjamin.
Benjamin done an excellent job. Controlling the
majority. Oh, wait a minute. Benjamin was talking to Kofi, and Woods able to pin Benjamin.
Here's your winner, the New Day's Xavier Woods.
Do not ever sleep on Xavier Woods. Shelton Benjamin was too busy talking trash to Kofi Kingston, and it cost him.
Indeed it did, and Cedric Alexander is none too pleased either.
Let's
small package for Shelton Benjamin.
Next week, live on Monday Night Raw. Can the New Day take back the Raw Tag Team titles from the Hurt Business? What happened? I'm telling you.
The old small package.
Take a drink.
The small, right, old school. Even,
as they were running up the, as they were running up the ramp, they were like, small package, small package.
Yes, Kofi.
I don't know if they'll pick that up.
Educating the fans.
He's like, this is what you call it, right? Okay, so Ridley is interviewed about his dealings with the Retribution. He says he's not worried about Retribution, but what he is worried about is where he can park his scooter.
So was it the Penguin?
It wasn't the Penguin. It was actually the Riddler. No. New Day appear and they talk about Call of Duty and flapjacks and can Kofi hold a scooter. So Riddle versus Flapjack. Riddle's entrance pyro had more pop and effect than the AEW explosion. I didn't really care about those matches because, like, it's Retribution and it's Riddle. And when Riddle was having 5-star matches on the Indies and like an NXT, yeah, he was great. But now I just don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah, they haven't done a lot to make you care.
It's because WWE fucked him up, pretty much. They made him into the, I mean, he was already kind of goofy, but he was goofy and he had strong matches.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just basically like 2 steps away from R-Truth.
They dumb you down when you get to the main roster.
Right. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to make him more low-key because they're trying to avoid any controversy with him. Because, you know, if he's out front and center, they'll be like, look what this man did.
Wrestling fans don't have a short memory, so you know they make a point to talk about what he did and everything. They'll say it when he comes out.
Right. Let's see. Adam Pearce asked Shane about Braun. He says he wants to address Braun, and can he ask Braun to come to the ring? So this is actually really funny. This whole segment. So after commercial, Shane's in the ring. Braun comes out. He goes against get in Shane's face. Shane cuts him off. Shane leaps out of the ring, asking for a fresh mic. He backtracks while he speaks about how he has things to get off his chest. He stands on the stage, tries to address him. Shane says he likes to have fun at others' expenses, and there are people like that. Unfortunately, Braun is not one of them. After some hemming and hawing, a lot of hemming and hawing, and he just takes like these like slow, sly pot shots at Braun, calling him, alleging that he's stupid. Once Braun catches on, though, he runs after Shane and runs away, and Shane runs to a waiting car in the back. The car peels off as Braun gets there. He walks away like the Incredible Hulk, Lonely Man, at the end of the... They should have played the Lonely Man song. As he walks away, Shane appears behind him, waves at him, and calls him stupid under his breath.
So, what I was saying, this reminded me of when Shane had the... Shane, we had that storyline with Vince McMahon years ago. And so Vince called out the Big Show and Big Show chokeslammed him. So Shane was reading the story about Shane the Beanstalk and he did old Shane on Mac, which way did he go?
Oh,
yeah. That's what I said. This whole reminded me of. I was like, oh, Shane's going back to calling a big wrestler, a giant wrestler dumb, and he's doing the whole Shane O'Mac which way did he go gimmick again. But we already know
Naomi and Lana versus Shayna and Nia for the women's championship. What is that thing on Naomi's head? What the heck was that?
This was the title match. I was asleep.
Was it a title match or not?
Yeah, it was a title match.
I was fast asleep by this time, so it was watching me.
I wish I was asleep. What is that thing on Naomi's head? Did y'all see this? It looked like there was like a disco ball on her head during her entrance.
I have no clue. I
believe Lana, that's all.
I blame Lana, that's all.
Nia introduces everyone to Original, who got slapped by Sasha Banks on SmackDown. Lana is still trashing the ring, and Naomi seems to be doing all the work. Naomi does a spinning crossbody to the outside onto Nia and Shayna. That was very impressive. She misses the rear view on Shayna, but Shayna sells anyway. Yeah, wait till the AEW marks get a hold of that. Naomi goes to work on Nia, goes for the pin. Shayna breaks up the pin. Reggie trips up Naomi. She grabs him by the hair on the outside. Lana, late as fuck, baseball slides Reggie like an hour later. She's sitting there holding him for her, and she takes forever to get there.
Probably realize, oh, I'm supposed to kick him.
You see, Nia crushes both ladies, power bombs Lana, and gets the victory. Nia then carries the laid out Reginald to the back. That was funny.
Reginald's getting smacked around by women in the internet. Is Women's Month, so
there you go.
It's actually Women's Day, so he's getting carried out by women.
And then
he just magically, he's like Adam Pearce. He's working both sides of the street, huh?
He probably will be now. Since
Quintessential R is in Reginald's DMs asking him how did that feel. Tell me all about it. What
was it
like?
Was it everything that I dreamed of?
Yeah. I can just hear Quintessential right now.
Like, God damn it. How did he get to be so damn lucky? It's called Cirque du Soleil, sir. Cirque du Soleil, yeah.
It's the Randy Orton interview, blah, 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 blah. Mandy and Dana interview. They talk about their championship aspirations. Charlotte arrives and says that she also has aspirations. And she wants a title shot at Mania. I don't know what's going on. I don't give a fuck.
Well, we got to follow up when we get to the end portion, because somebody was like, we'll talk about it. Because I think I know who Dawn's would have for the part in promo.
Some biggie. You better have some biggie.
No, it's already made. Sorry. No biggie.
Was it who I think it is?
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I saw this morning. So, yes. Oh, definitely. Okay. What really caught my attention was like, oh, Peyton Royce on Raw Talk? Man, her makeup looks flawless. She looks amazing. Let me see this. And then I was like, oh, she just went off on a promo. Mm-hmm. Let me figure out the music.
Yeah, because okay. Jay was like, oh, go ahead, Sam.
Oh, no, you go, no, because no, Jay to the max. Peyton's name came up on the timeline earlier. I was wondering why.
Because at first it was her mother who tweeted, about Charlotte last week, and then she just carried it on. So.
Okay, so Randy Orton starts out on. Oh yeah, Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. Randy starts out on the offensive. He almost hits the RKO, but AJ gets away. Back in the ring, AJ takes advantage. Orton makes a comeback. Orton puts AJ through the announce table, and he and tall Bruce Leroy have a stare down. AJ comes back with a forearm smash to the outside, while Orton is distracted. AJ is hitting shoulder thrusts into AJ in the corner. He ties Orton's legs into the ropes for leverage as he twists them up. AJ gets Orton into the corner, delivers a nice right hand. Orton makes a comeback. It's a nasty clothesline after countering an AJ kick. AJ is bleeding from the mouth. Orton taunts him by whispering in his ear. AJ blocks a superplex by attacking Orton's leg. He tries for a phenomenal forearm, but it gets blocked. AJ locks on the calf crusher, and Orton counters, but AJ is able to lock it in fully. Orton tries to reach the ropes. AJ pulls him to the middle of the ring, but Orton gets out of it by kicking AJ. Orton hits the draping DDT. He prepares for the RKO, but then tall Bruce Leroy pulls AJ out. Alexa appears on the Tron, sitting in the middle of a pentagram on the floor with candles. She's playing with the jack-in-the-box and stops and says, no, not yet. And she strikes a match, blows it out. The four corners explode.
Well, three of the four corners.
What do they explode better than?
Three of the four corners. What do they explode? Explode.
Better than AEW.
it was the old Kane pyro, too. That's what Tony Khan
had. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's what.
Never give it to a friend.
He has goo coming out of his mouth. AJ hits the phenomenal forearm, gets the 1-2-3 victory. Alexa is cracking up on the Tron as we fade to black. And that is your Monday Night Raw.
More Papa Shango tricks. Charles Wright probably sitting home like.
He's sending emails like, I want them checks.
Royalty.
You know we own that gimmick. You know we own that gimmick. I still perform that gimmick on the indies sometimes.
Wow.
Remember, we saw when he was as Papa Shango, and then when he came back as Kama, the
Supreme Fighting Machine.
Yeah, the Fighting Machine. I was like, wait a minute, they're like Papa Shango, and
I was completely
and then he became the ball.
That was him.
I saw it. I was like, wait, he looks like that Papa Shango from back from a couple years
ago. You know, you can tell by the tattoos. It was the tattoos.
Right.
Well, when he first came back, he had a white t-shirt on underneath his red tights.
He did.
So you couldn't tell, but once he took that off, it was like, those are the Papa Shango's tattoos as well. What a fan. He must really love his work.
And the next thing you know, he come up as the Godfather, and as the rest of they say is history.
Right.
And then he come out there, and they start booing, and the next thing you know, he just does his little arm thing, and then here comes the ladies.
Yeah, Godfather, man, couldn't get away with that today on TV.
No, I mean, he brought the train out to Teddy Long's wedding on SmackDown. And Butch Reed wanted to leave so bad, Ron Simmons had to hold him back. Like, you know, we can't go nowhere.
Did you enjoy Monday Night Raw, right, Sam? Your Hulu edition?
No, this wasn't the Hulu edition. This was the whole thing.
Oh, you got the.
Oh, wow, he actually watched it.
Yeah, because I had to work the early shift on Tuesday, so I don't have time to watch. Like, I have to watch it like that night.
Gotcha.
In order to be on this show.
Gotcha. We appreciate that.
But it was just average. I mean, there was a lot of garbage on there, but there was a couple of good things on there. Sheamus versus Drew was an old slobber knocker.
It was. Don't sue us, Jim Ross, but it was.
Woods and Benjamin was okay.
They said this was second highest rated show. This is the second highest rated Raw this year.
Oh, really?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I was like, really? This one?
Okay. Well, I guess people were tuning in to see if they were going to make fun of AEW, I guess.
Well, three or four.
With their pyro, yeah.
And plus, the WWE pyro it sets off better than AEW's.
Vince is like, I'll show you how to do some pyro.
Yeah, because Bobby Lashley got that new entrance.
Yeah, yeah, new music.
Yeah, he got new everything.
Coming down to 8K.
Yeah,
he's up new money.
You know, I was telling this to Don, but like, I was like just scrolling around Apple Music, and I see Wally has a song called "The Hurt Business," and he got MVP on it.
It's actually dude from Griselda. I mean, Wally's on the song, but it's a dude from Griselda.
Well, he was the only name I recognized. Okay, so
but MVP, yeah, MVP is like, it's a remix with MVP on it. I'm like,
he's talking about throw up the X. It's about Hell in the Cell and a bunch of other references.
Who, MVP or Wale?
No, it was Wale, but MVP got on there at the end and was just like I'm a body, y'all.
The old business looks good with the suits, man. The suits, the title belts, you know, yeah. Black
MVP Full with Horseman. That cane that he actually needs.
MVP that came in and changed the whole landscape of just that of careers. Like, they showed like 1 year ago, and he was talking to Lashley, and he was just like, you know, when's real Bobby Lashley gonna get let out? And now look, he's a champion. Right. And Lashley was getting props from like the old champions, like Ron Simmons, Booker T, Mark Henry. They all gave him props for winning. Even The Rock gave him props too for what they've been doing. So
Ricochet still sitting in catering.
Listen, here's the thing. Somebody got to soak up. He would learn to soak up some game from somebody, because Apollo did soak up some game from Roman and Paul Heyman. Now he didn't got a new character. Now, but people kind of mad though because of the accent and everything. People kind of mad about the accent and everything. But he got some character. He got some henchmen too. So
at least he's actually African though. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, due to accent, they can't just be like, oh, he ain't even.
Like, he's from Sacramento. I'm like, yeah, but his parents are Nigerian, so don't be like that.
So you grew up hearing that accent all your life.
Right.
So it kind of became part of you, too.
Right.
Now, if people want to be mad, they can be mad about the "I'm a real African American" comment. I laugh every time I hear that. I think it's just hilarious.
Right now, I'm a real African American. I'm like, oh man. And then my friend texted me, was like, "I'm not for this gimmick. This is terrible. Vince needs to be ashamed of himself." I'm like, you know, Vince loves stereotypes.
he needs to be ashamed of himself for putting a spear in that man's hand. But everything else is fine.
That too.
The spear definitely not needed. Like, oh, Vince, come on, guys. Just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you?
Yeah, he needs a spear.
I was watching one of the old DVDs that I have here, just casually watching it. And it turns out it was the one where Vince drops the N-word.
Oh, snap. Oh, God. He did not say that.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, I forgot I had this one. I wonder, is that on the network? That's on there.
Because when Booker T called Hulk Hogan that's still on there. And when Vince said that on the thing, that's on there too.
But I'm pretty sure they take some stuff out of there, because like I saw some, there was some stuff on that show that would not fly today, like the whole when you had the women's roster out there soaping up Vince's limo.
That Mickie James spot from when she had the match with Trish. You won't see that.
they took that out. They took that out of the DVD. That was only on the broadcast.
They took that out. You're going to see that on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the only way you can see that now. It's on YouTube.
Thanks so much for YouTube. Yeah, slow motion. She's so crazy.
I was like, okay. I said, all right, Mickey James.
Who knew? Who knew? Well, at this point in time, I'll turn it over to our broadcast analyst, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, for his shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to everybody out there. Be sure to follow the Twitters and, you know, whatnot. Follow my Twitch stream, of course, Reckless Mage. I've been streaming a little Cyberpunk 2077, which it took me
a while. Your game is probably acting right.
I never really saw any problem. I mean, it looks janky as fuck for like a next or current gen game, but if you look past that, it's a really good game.
Okay, because there's some people
out there who are just graphics whores. There's some jank in there. Like at some point, it looks like everything. I mean, I've seen weird shit. Like I've been talking to somebody, and like their face goes off, flying off their face.
Mm.
Like stuff like that. But it looks like they might have calmed all that down. There's still some parts though where like you can tell there's like some kind of weird degradation going on or something. But like I think people were just angry about how it looked, and also like. In the early parts, like you couldn't do a save over like 9 megabytes or gigs or something, because you know, or else the entire game would just completely lock up on you. So people would actually have to stop playing at a certain point because they literally could not continue.
Jeez.
But no, that game had all kinds of problems when it came out, but it's kind of solved. It still looks whack. Like either like looks wise, but it's whatever. I still enjoy it.
Is the explosions still better than AEW?
Yes, definitely. The explosion in the bathroom I had earlier, that was better than AEW.
Oh man, AEW, they gonna hear about this.
TNA explosion. A better explosion than AEW.
Vince McMahon killing himself on TV.
Right, yeah. That's how you do it, damn. That's how you do it, pal.
He said, "You want to see it? Watch me blow myself up in the limousine, and then you come back and talk to me about." He said, "I saw you some real good shit." Oh yeah. Speaking of which, are you done, Sam?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
You sure? I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. I was talking about Cyber 77.
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead. Go for it.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to say, they think there's another rumor that they're going around saying that this might lead up to the Orton thing. They might have another cinematic Firefly Funhouse match at WrestleMania.
Do not want.
I don't know. The one last year was cool because Cena is coming out with NWO gear. Oh, it was like Cena come out with the NWO gear was classic though.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Fiend comes back in this reincarnation of himself. Because you know it's going to be something totally different.
Right. I wonder if Bo was giving him fruits and vegetables from his farm.
What happened to their sister? Wasn't she training or wasn't she like a ref or something? Or they brought her, they sent her to announce. They sent her to announce and then they never used her.
They didn't. I remember she actually did get signed and then she just
everybody thought she was going to wrestle, but no, I think she was going to be there as like on air talent, like on like backstage person or a interview person or whatever.
Right.
Should have just had her join the crew and be Sister Abigail, but you know, that's just too easy.
That would have been too obvious. Come on.
They could have had Sister Abigail character. Just I would kind of miss the Firefly Funhouse segments. Because Sister Abigail was cussing up on it.
You're not feeling Alexa Bliss playing with her box?
I love this show.
Any more for your shout outs and thank yous, Mr. Moog to the underscore.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to Sam, the OG. Shout out to Greg, DD, Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. Classic. Shout out to everybody who's with us, Simi, Jay, Anwar, Terry's boy, all everybody who's in the hashtag with us, Roll Up Sunny. Don Victor was in the hashtags Sunday AEW Revolution.
You know, he came with a joke. Everybody wanted to see what the main event was going to be because a lot of people have never seen that before. They don't remember. They've never traded tapes specifically to see that, so
we didn't. Well, I was in the trade and tapes era, sir. We had to either get the tapes from the old video store, or we only heard about it hearsay.
Yeah,
they used to sell those at the video store. I remember because my uncle owned one.
Right,
and, like he used to get all the pay per views and this stuff, but then he also got like the weird shit like that. But I think that was mostly for because he used to rent out those like Faces of Death type tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was more for that, more so than in wrestling.
Right.
Because that was some also, pretty cool shit on there.
It was. I used to get the old AEW tape, the AWA tapes. Used to get those from back in the day as well, too. Also, shout out to Black Twitter. The Vishon memes were hilarious over the weekend. From WandaVision.
Oh yeah. Oh, where he has like a beard and stuff and like
gold. Yeah, they blacked him up. But I watched Age of Ultron and everything makes sense for WandaVision. Like,
yeah,
No, I saw it before, but then it was just like sorry. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, everything is like when Pietro was talking about how the bomb was near that face. I said, oh, they showed that in like episode 8 or whatever, that actual played it out and everything. But I mean, it's just like sometimes I was watching, but then I forget it, but then I'll go back and watch it. I'm like, oh, now everything makes sense. Gotcha.
I guess it was like the ultimate heel, man. She killed Sparky. Like, I could forgive everything else, but then when she said, oh, I killed Sparky too, that's what I was like, hold me back, son.
Oh man, but yeah, shout out to everybody who's in there with us. That's it.
All right. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to these two gentlemen, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese and Samuel Kalunga for joining me here on the Rawcast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, iTunes. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Give a big shout out to Miss J to the Max. We recorded our latest edition of SmackDown Matters over the weekend, so please listen to that review. Miss Simi, you can catch me and her on the NXT cast coming up later this week, and also over on the Patreon page on the Dark Match, Mr. Anwar Starwin. Thank you for joining me, sir, for a latest edition of Cast a Strong Style, where we talked about two Castle Attack shows, and we also previewed the ongoing New Japan Cup as well. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonet. Shout out to Greg. Shout out to Classic. Shout out to everyone who joins us, Miss Jupiter Julep and her new podcast. So show her a lot of love when that comes out. I think that's coming out on Monday, episode one officially. So good luck to her and What Sleep Though and Madame Lizette and everybody who joins us in the Wrestle Bays and gorgeous ladies of the WrestleCast. We greatly appreciate you. Keep using the hashtag RawCast each and every Monday night to share your commentary with color. It does make the 3-hour show much more enjoyable when we have those lulls and dead spots. So please, please, please continue to listen, rate, and review the podcast. Give us 5 stars so people know what we're doing over here on the CSPN and the WrestleCast. So for Mr. Samuel Colunga and Mo to the underscore Reese, I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo, and this has been the RawCast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Kevin, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I know it's KPZ a little bit.
KPZ.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, KPZ, I know this is your first day. Congratulations on the job, but I'm gonna make this easy for you and just sit there.
Okay.
And just look like you.
Okay.
How do you want me to look?
Like that sometimes,
just look like you. Truth, you too.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Perfect.
Do you?
Because I'm about to set one thing straight once and for all. Because I have been quiet. But closed mouths don't get paid. I'm not here to hide my talents. In fact, my talents are hidden behind the opinion of others. But why not just let me go? Just let me go and see what happens. You know, our Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, she's injured right now, and yes, that sucks for her. But when a talent goes down, a spot opens up, and that spot is massive. So why not me? Why does it always have to be the same old, same old? You know, I packed up my life. I moved across the world. I set up in a completely different country with not much of a support system to chase this dream. To what? To get stuck in the locker room watching other women do what I do better than 98% of them? And the other 2%? Well, I'd sure as hell give them a run for their money. It actually hurts. When you know deep in your soul you are destined to be where you are, striving for what you feel you deserve. No, my potential haunts me. When you're striving for something that you feel you really deserve, this is where I'm meant to be. And my patience has been running thin for quite some time. So stop wasting my time and give me Asuka.
Wow.